This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Jody Peterson interviews independent Delta County Commissioner candidate Jer Lowe. Plus, Governor Polis activates the state's National Guard to help fight the East Troublesome Fire in Grand County. And the coronavirus is impacting the sugar beet industry in Colorado. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
The Colorado Secretary of State's office is alerting small business owners about potentially misleading notices from scammers who request hundreds of dollars to file business documents. Such solicitations are deceptive, as businesses can file all required documents themselves through the Colorado Secretary of State's website. The Secretary of State's office does not mail out business filing forms. San Miguel Power Association announced that it will not be increasing electric rates in 2021. The board's decision was unanimous, despite increased costs for planned reliability projects, broadband installation, and vegetation management. Oktoberfest in Montrose will look a little different this year, reports the Montrose Daily Press. The annual event, the fundraiser for All Points Transit, usually draws around 1,000 people, but the COVID-19 pandemic has changed things. This year, you can buy tickets to pick up a backyard party pack to have your own at-home beer tasting. See montrosebeerfest.com for more information. On Tuesday, the Montrose City Council approved an ordinance that will allow Russell Stover Candy Company to purchase the property where it had a factory and retail store, reports the Montrose Daily Press. The price of the property is just $1 per a contract written in 1972 to entice the candy company to come to Montrose. The company intends to sell the factory and the retail store properties separately for well under market value. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
Governor Jared Polis has activated the state's National Guard to help respond to the East Troublesome Fire burning in Grand County. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Fueled by gusty winds, the fire has forced the evacuation of more than 6,000 homes and burned many of them. Polis says the National Guard will help with search and recovery efforts during the fire.
Our top priority is to make sure that residents of Grand Lake, other evacuated communities, those that remain unaccounted for, are safe.
Firefighters say parts of the East Troublesome Fire have crossed the Continental Divide. They are concerned it could eventually merge with the Cameron Peak Fire, which became the largest in state history last week. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The sugar beet harvest is underway across our region. It's a big industry that depends on accurate weather forecasts and a reliable workforce, both impacted by COVID-19. Mountain West News Bureau's Bo Baker reports.
Michael Greer is the head of Wyoming Sugar Company, a farmer-owned sugar beet processing plant.
We have really struggled with labor this year. It has been difficult.
But fewer employees is not the only way COVID-19 is disrupting the industry. Sugar beets need to be harvested and stored at the right temperature. Success hinges on how farmers react to weather forecasts. Jeff Weber is an atmospheric scientist. He says in a typical year, weather forecasters actually get 200,000 observations a day from passenger planes. So,
times where we have decreases in air traffic, we have fewer data points. And the fewer data points that we have, the less accurate our models can be.
Those gaps can make forecasts, especially long-term ones, less reliable. That's put the beet farmer in a precarious spot, having to make judgments that aren't necessarily based on accurate information. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.
In this year's election, Delta County has one contested commissioner race for District 3. Republican Wendell Kuntz and independent Jer Lowe are on Delta County ballots, and Jody Peterson spoke with Jer Lowe on Thursday. We heard from his opponent on the last newscast.
Briefly describe your background.
I am a almost 15-year resident of Delta County. I am an entrepreneur that owns multiple Delta County businesses. I've been a community organizer pretty much my whole adult life. I was involved in student government from elementary school on, kind of a policy wonk. So,
why do you want to become a county commissioner?
You know, I want to bring prosperity and vitality to Delta County. We're generally one of the poorest counties in the state. There's really no reason for that. We have a lot of resources here from the West Elks AVA, the American Vintner area. We have the highest concentration of organic farms in the North Fork Valley in the state. We've got the West Elk Loop. We've got the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. We're the gateway to the Grand Mesa. And there's a lot of economic development opportunity that's being passed by. And I believe that I can make a difference for that. I have a lot of great ideas for Delta County.
If you were to be elected county commissioner, what are your priorities for Delta County?
Well, economic development is a big one, but we can't have that without improving our infrastructure. No businesses are going to want to come here if we don't have proper infrastructure to serve them. There's definitely a lot of wealth in Delta County, but there's nowhere to spend that wealth. And so we send our money out of the county. We send it to Montrose. We send it to Grand Junction. We send it to the internet, et cetera. So that would be a big part of economic development for me. And then public transportation is a big deal because there may be a big pool of workers down in Delta, for instance, that could be working up in the North Fork Valley, but owning a vehicle and all the expenses that go along with it can be quite restraining. Public transportation could really open up a lot of avenues for economic development, I believe. It's also important to note that Colorado's demographers have said that this area of the state, basically from Carbondale to Telluride, will be the fastest growing area of the state over the next 30 years. And we need to be prepared for that. We need to improve our infrastructure. People are coming to visit. People are going to move here. And we just need to be more prepared.
What's your opinion of the Delta County land use plan?
I thought it was terrible, to be honest. A lot of the overstepping right to farm issues are really a right to harm. It's my understanding that they may have knocked that back a little in the last meeting. But to be honest, it's still not a business-friendly plan. There wasn't an environmental impact assessment. There wasn't a economic impact assessment.
And what's your opinion about the possibility of marijuana growing in the county?
I think it's long overdue. There's been outright bigotry against cannabis in this county for a while. We have wineries, we have liquor stores, we have bars. They don't have a problem giving out liquor licenses. At the end of the day, you're not stopping anyone from using cannabis. So you may as well let some prosperity come out of it.
Let's talk a little bit about water too. So as a county commissioner, what would you want to see happen?
I am certainly about protecting Western Slope water. In fact, I have a pretty good plan that if I'm elected county commissioner, I hope to work with state officials and then national officials.
How is your campaign being financed? Are you receiving donations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are very tight on our campaign finance books. We've been down this road before. I've been heavily involved in politics for a long time. We understand campaign finance very well. Unfortunately, my opponent doesn't, and neither did the sheriff's department. And it seems like they just don't know how to follow the rules around here.
That was Jer Lowe, independent candidate for Delta County Commissioner for District 3. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.